Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Meredosine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Audrey.
Thanks for joining us today. I know you've got a lot on the ball. That includes something that's kind of my new favorite tongue twister now, the Banker Banquet.
Yes. So each county has the opportunity to select Kansas Bankers Award winners. And what these are is the Kansas Bankers Association sponsors these awards, and a committee is put together of the ag agent in each county, who typically serves as the chair, but that isn't always the case. And then the committee is made up of a board member from the local extension units. So like in our case, being the Meredosine Extension District, we actually have one of our board members that serves from Linn County serve on the Linn County committee, as well as the FSA chair. The NRCS office has their coordinator and then someone from their office as well as their board member. We also invite the wildlife specialist from our area. And then we rotate the banks within the county, and we invite them to attend that meeting as well. And we take nominations from the public, and a lot of times we don't get nominations just because people don't always know about this or think about it. And we work very closely with the NRCS office on who has done positive conservation practices. And so these Bankers Awards, you would instantly think that they have something to do with financials or something with the bank, and honestly they don't, other than we have a banker representative assist us in presenting these awards and serving on the committee. The awards actually go to recognize individuals or ranches, operations who do good quality conservation practices in, and I know I will miss one of these, in the areas of water conservation, soil conservation, wildlife habitat, winds, and I know there's some other ones. Those are the ones that I wrote down. And most times in Linn County, we do a soil conservation award winner. That has been pretty typical for us, and we get together and select a winner. And these awards are presented at the local NRCS, so the Linn County Conservation District meeting, which will be after the first of the year. And so then we will talk about the conservation practices that the winners have done. And sometimes they'll do a continuation award. So if somebody's won one 10 years or more and they're still doing good quality conservation practices, we'll also look at that. And at the conservation annual meeting, we go through their annual meeting as far as approving their board members and their budget and things like that. And then we present the Bankers Awards along with grassland awards, and those other awards are selected by the conservation district. And so it's a good opportunity to come together after the first of the year and recognize those individuals who are doing a great job in keeping the land in as good a shape as possible. And so we've had a lot of winners. We do the continuation awards, and we will be meeting here shortly to get those winners selected. And then we do a nice newspaper spread with the Linn County News that's really nice, that recognizes our winners. And so that is coming up here soon. I'll kind of keep you posted on who our winner is once we select that one and we get going with the conservation district on when their meeting is.
Yeah, I'd like to follow up on that. I know you can't give me an idea of who it's going to be, but how many have you got in the running this time around?
Usually it's five or less, and we go out and we tour their properties and just look at them. And a lot of times if we have five, we might award one or two, and then we'll keep those others for the next list. Actually, I have a pretty good idea of who is going to be selected this year, but the committee has not met. And I do believe one of our nominations is kind of a surprise nomination that we are not going to tell the individual, because sometimes people get pretty modest in their practices and don't feel that they're deserving, but we feel that they're deserving.
I know several people like that who have been recognized and don't feel that, why me? What about this one and this one and this one? Yeah,
exactly.
But as long as they keep doing the job, that's the important thing. So, okay, well, tell us again, when is the banquet itself going to be and the winners announced?
Those will be the end of January. The date hasn't been set yet.
Okay, the end of January. Sounds good. Yeah. All right, well, I will be expecting a follow-up on that.
All right, that sounds good.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Awesome. Thanks, Audrey.
Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.